is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, we will, of course, take your calls about anything. In the absence of those, well, we'll talk about other things you might find interesting. And coming up here tonight, in fact, to kick things off, WorldNet Daily is reporting on a pandemic response bill. And apparently it's not the only one out there. Apparently, according to what Wayne just told me moments before the show, there are at least a handful of these from various different states around the country. But the pandemic response bill about how the state of Massachusetts, in this particular case, is going to deal with you if you don't do as they say. We'll get to the details on that. Let's go to your phone calls first, though. That is the point of the program. Take your calls about anything. Renee is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Renee. What's on your mind tonight, Renee?
The vaccines. Do you think they had started getting those vaccines about 5-6 years ago?
Do I think they had what about?
The vaccines that are making people sick. See, I'm a fairly new listener to this station. I didn't know anything about it. I got an email from a friend that she sent it to me. And ever since, I have not been able to stop listening every day.
Well, that's good. I guess I still am not sure what your question was. What about the vaccines 5 or 6 years ago?
Okay. See, I have a daughter that's 6 years old now. She was born normal, walking, starting to talk. After her first year, we took her to get her immunization shots. And I don't know if it's the same type of vaccines that they're using or trying to use. See, she shortly after the vaccine shot that she got at 1 year, about 3 months later, she started getting sick, and it turns out that she has now a mitochondrial neurological disorder, and
wow.
She has lost her vision, and you know she can't talk. She hasn't been able to move or say something for 5 years now. You know, she was normal. Now, I've been listening to, like I said, almost every day, and I am kind of connecting things together. You know, I could never prove anything. I didn't even have...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just it. How do you connect one thing to another? How can you say that it was the vaccines that was doing this? I know that it's certainly a possibility. I mean, Mark, you've talked a number of times on this program about how you took some vaccines for the flu once and made you the sickest you'd ever been. But that was more of an instantaneous response for you. Not instantaneous, but immediate, I guess, fairly quickly. You're saying it was 2 months before something noticeable manifested?
Yes. But like I said, we had never had any type of medical problems, or, you know, the genetic doctors were asking questions about, you know, late family members or anything like that. And nothing was related, and they don't know exactly why this developed. And the point is that she is how she is right now. She's 6 years old now. She gets around-the-clock nurses and stuff. My question is, I believe I have found a something that will cure her.
You found it?
Yeah. Yes. Well, stem cell treatments.
Okay.
But I've talked to doctors, and it's illegal here and in Canada. However, I spoke to a doctor in Canada that he does do it, but he doesn't do it in Canada. He travels to Mexico to perform these treatments, and he says that they all have recovered and they have very great expectations, but they charge $30,000. Now, how does a person like me, who has a normal, you know, $16-$17 an hour job, pays bills, can help or get enough, find a way to cure her? I mean, as a desperate father, I can do, I'll do anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, does the $30,000 come with a guarantee? Probably not, right?
No, They don't.
I'd do it anyway.
No, I mean, recently.
Well, but I think what he's asking you is how do you afford $30,000?
I would figure out some way to do it. I mean,
who's paying for the round the clock nursing or whatever it is that she's getting, the care that she's currently getting? How much is that costing?
Medicaid
is paying for that. Mm-hmm. I see. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you deal with that. You take a loan out or something like that, or, you know, promise to make payments. I'm not sure what kind of deals this guy is willing to work out. Okay. I don't know. Wayne, any ideas for this guy on what he can do?
Well, you know, there's a lot of good websites out there for information on this type of thing. And one that I would check is called naturalnews.com. In fact, there was an interview with a mom who had a similar situation who applied some sort of treatment. It's a podcast you can download and listen to. I haven't listened to it yet, but a friend of mine did, and so it was very good. I have a very good, close friend I grew up with whose daughter had a similar situation. After one of the bundled vaccines she got, she became autistic within, days or weeks after, and she was perfectly normal before, just the typical story. And when you start to study how they make these vaccines, then you start to realize what the neurological damage can be. And more neurosurgeons and doctors now who have kind of broken away from the AMA and way of thinking are starting to speak out against this because they're saying that there's a lot of things in vaccines that cause neurological and brain inflammation, which it sounds like your daughter may have had.
So you're saying that if you look to natural solutions, there may be something out there that's not quite $30,000?
Yes.
But you wouldn't know exactly what it is because you haven't been looking for that particular solution.
I'm not a doctor. I don't feel comfortable
mentioning
something on the air, but I think that if you do your research, you will find some things out there that can help greatly.
So there you go, Renee. Good luck out there, and thank you for the call.
Sorry to hear about it.
I think that was a good answer. I mean, as far as the medical system is very expensive. The inside-the-system kind of medical treatments out there, like you were saying, that the AMA would support, the kind of establishment treatments, are very, very pricey. And the natural solutions...
Why shouldn't they be? They have a monopoly on the treatment.
The natural solutions, you know, you might be able to go out there and get some sort of root and take those pills or something, and that could clear it up. I mean, I don't know if it will or it won't, and I don't know what root or what plant or whatever it is. And in fact, it's kind of difficult. You can't get a doctor to recommend any of this stuff to you.
Not in this country.
You just have to get out there and kind of dig around and figure out what supposedly does what. Get recommendations from people who've had personal experiences and who might swear by a certain treatment and give it a go. I mean, what do you got to lose, right?
Right.
Yeah, if I were in that situation, I would usually look up ACAM. It's the American College for the Advancement of Medicine, and there are MDs there who also are well-versed in other types of treatment that are less invasive and less toxic. And those are good doctors usually. The ones I've talked to have been very well ahead of the curve in healing people and helping people to become well from these types of things.
So these are doctors that aren't, doctrinaire. They're not nailed to the kind of inside-the-system way of doing things?
They're not nailed to allopathic cut-burn-and-poison medicine. They'll use that as a last resort, but they try to find non-toxic, non-invasive ways to treat people first priority.
That sounds like the most compassionate way to deal with something. I mean, to help people is to go about that route first before subjecting them to this medical system that is so expensive and risky.
And yes, and those things are expensive and they're risky. For example, people have told me when they've been in Europe, in a country like Germany, where the doctor a lot of times will prescribe an herb rather than a drug for a certain condition.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Perhaps you have had some experience in this realm of, having a real success story with one of the natural solutions. You're welcome to share that with us at 800-259-9231. And coming up, the pandemic response bill. According to the Massachusetts state legislature, they've started to lay down details for you if you get caught up in their little quarantine situation that they may decide to utilize. It's going to be an option for them. And we'll tell you about what that entails here in moments at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health, good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you dial in and take control of the airwaves, toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website. The other talk show hosts in the industry, most of them want to charge you for their websites. We give it away. Enjoy freetalklive.com. Also, enjoy the live streams you'll find there, including broadband, dial-up. We've also got webcam versions of the show. It's all totally free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI does have a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue here, lady callers first, we go to Susie in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Susie.
Yes, hi.
What's on your mind tonight, Susie?
I just want to tell you I love your show. I listen every night. And I was calling in regards to the gentleman who was on with the sick daughter, the six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, first of all, I want to tell you an experience I had with regarding a vaccination that wasn't with humans, but this was in regards to my cat. And I lived in Chicago at the time. She was perfectly healthy. She was 8 years old, nothing wrong. I took her in to get her vaccinations, and she immediately had a severe allergic reaction. And I took her, I was on my way home, and it was just horrible. And I took her back, and she died. So
that's my
experience with, and there was nothing wrong with her, and they didn't
How
even
How long
tell me,
between the vaccination and the death?
Oh, it was, well, you know, it was a weird thing because as soon as I got her in the car, I was like 3 blocks from the vet's office. She started just yelping in pain. I'd never heard an animal. It was just horrible.
Oh, that's horrible.
I turned around immediately. I got her in, and they did all these things to her. They never admitted. I believe that she died probably, you know, either that night or on Saturday. But this was on a Saturday that this happened. So, of course, they closed early. I think she either died that night or the next day. But they didn't even let me know for sure she died until Monday. And then they said her body, animals, especially cats, I guess their bodies, you know, start to deteriorate very quickly. And so I couldn't do an autopsy on her because I said, I think you guys gave her something wrong. It was just really bad, but that was my experience. But
so it's not necessarily that they gave her something wrong. They might have thought they were doing the right thing by vaccinating her. You had brought her in for a vaccination, right?
I know it, but that was my, just wanted to let you know my experience with that. But
you know,
regarding the swine flu shot, too, what I recommend your listeners do is go online and research that before they do anything, before they choose.
Oh,
and look
up
the ingredients, because the swine flu shot has a, for example, it has formaldehyde in there. It does have mercury, which causes autism. This is what the doctors are saying now. It also has a sterilizing
agent.
Some
doctors.
A lot of the doctors are. There's a lot of research. There's if people go online, there's several different doctors. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Rebecca Carley are two doctors. Dr. Bill Deagle, and that's another gentleman that I wanted to recommend to the man with the sick little girl.
Also, Dr. Mercola.
Yeah, Mercola.
Mercola's good, too.
Well, yeah, he's good. But Dr. Bill Deagle is on GCN Live during the afternoon, and he has a website, NutraMedical Report.
Okay. Well, thank you for all those suggestions. I'm sure that gentleman appreciates hearing from you, and thank you for the call tonight.
You know, and there's two camps here, and I'm certainly not the one to go, saying that scientific research is a bunch of bunk. However, I don't think that the camp that is sort of pro-vaccine ever will, they won't give an inch on this. This woman's cat died. And I got
out of nowhere.
Sick, right. I got sick from a vaccination. They'll say causation and correlation. There's no way. Just because that cat got sick and died right after the vaccine doesn't mean the vaccine had anything to do with it.
It doesn't necessarily.
It doesn't necessarily. But there's a real darn good chance.
Yeah.
And they never admit that there's a possibility of an allergic reaction. The first thing they do is say thermosol. Thermosol doesn't have. It's this thing that they used to use to preserve the vaccines and. They don't use it anymore, and it did have mercury, whatever, thimerosal, I don't even know how you properly pronounce it.
Okay.
But they'll throw the argument off by mentioning this stuff. Whoa, I didn't say thimerosal, I didn't say that. I said that I had some kind of allergic reaction, and this happens. And to say it doesn't happen, first off, if you don't have a kid, shut up. Okay. Nobody cares what you think about vaccines if you don't have a kid. All right. Because
that's why you're so well researched, is because
you don't have a horse
child
in this race.
Well, so, you know what you have yourself though, because you don't take them, do you?
Take vaccines?
Yes.
No, I mean, but I think I was vaccinated as a kid for a handful of things. I'm not sure how many.
They want you to get a...
they want more now than they did.
They always want you boosters and all these other things. There's all kinds of vaccines that require boosters. If I was vaccinated for it, why do I need a booster?
A booster.
This tetanus vaccine, which have you ever heard of anyone with tetanus?
Nope.
There were 4 cases of tetanus in the entire U.S. Army during World War II. That's when people are crawling around in the poo down in southeast, Pacifica Islands and southwest
Rusty
Asia.
Nails.
Right. 4 cases. Tetanus almost never happens. It's an extraordinarily rare occurrence. But they want you to get boosters every 10 years.
Wow.
There's a business here.
And if they're so safe, why is the CDC warning neurologists to watch for nerve diseases following the swine flu shot?
That doesn't sound very promising.
We are going to get it. I just want to make it clear. You, me, and Wayne for this conversation. From the listeners.
A lot of our listeners are
pro-vaccine, and I'm not saying that there aren't some vaccines out there that might have been successful in curing the, curing certain diseases.
If you want to inject something into yourself, that's your
own business, right?
What they're concerned about is herd immunity. Like, there's a certain percentage, right? Herd immunity. I am no sheep. Okay, so if you want to take your kids and get them vaccinated, that's fine and dandy. They should be safe. Don't worry about your kids. Don't worry about anything.
Exactly.
If you want vaccines for your kids, go get them.
The whole herd immunity is such a baloney anyway. It's so bogus because if it's so good, take it. I'm not saying you shouldn't take it. I'm telling you why we don't take it. And if it is so safe, then if you're vaccinated, then you shouldn't worry about it.
Well, yeah, isn't the purpose of a vaccine to create an immune, use the immune system to fight off a little taste, essentially, of what the issue, are they viruses? What are they fighting with the vaccine?
Usually viruses, sometimes bacteria, but the thing is that they use what's called adjuvants, which are substances within the vaccine which stimulate the immune system further so that they don't have to use as much of the serum part of the vaccination. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these adjuvants, like the thimerosal, mercury, and the squalene, which is really bad stuff. This one supposedly has a lot of squalene, which can sterilize you. It can give you neurological damage. It can cause brain inflammation. I mean, this stuff is bad news. And during the 70s, the last time they had a swine flu scare, about 30 or 40 million people took the vaccination, and they had huge cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a neurological disorder, worse than the flu itself.
Most people get the flu, they get sick for a few days, they get better.
Well, flu kills people. There's no doubt that it does.
I understand traffic.
They talk about these vaccines as though they're the cure-all and there's no problem. People need to know about the side effects. They're not told the side effects. I was given the flu vaccine twice. They said, if you're having a reaction, it's all in your mind.
All right, more on the way here. As you might imagine, people have something to say.
I never even had a clue.
They have something to say about this issue. The phone lines are loading up. If you're there, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by bringing up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including updates, get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whatever, there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Now, I don't think we mentioned this last night, and we should have, because I sent out a second update today about the voting situation. We are not in first place.
No. It's not a position that I like being in. I can tell you that. I'm very uncomfortable with the idea. We have, I think it's been 24 straight months that we have won.
I don't know about that, but it's been pretty darn often.
It's been a long
time.
We've
been number one at Podcast Alley, which is one of the myriad of podcasting websites, but certainly one of the oldest ones out there. One of the more established podcasting sites, and they have a top 10 list that they essentially recreate every single month. So they run the top 10 contest for a month, and they reset the totals, and then you get to go back and vote all over again. So we ask our listeners to vote once per month, because that's all that you have to do, and obviously you don't have to do it, but we certainly appreciate it. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, you can cast your vote. You only need an email address, and that's used for verification purposes. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. We're in second place, last time I checked.
Third
now?
Third.
We dropped down to third place.
Yeah.
So we're having a tough time this month. I don't know why. I think that probably what happens is, you know, the mentality is, well, you know, someone else will vote for me, or, you know, so I'll just let those other people vote because Free Talk Live's number one every single month.
Sure.
And so every month somebody else maybe drops off the radar saying, oh, they're number one again. There's no reason for me to continue voting if they're just getting all these votes. Well, I don't think we're ever really number one by any significant margin.
No. Well, that's because we generally don't push it.
No, we don't push it. Right. If we are winning, we generally don't talk about it. So we are talking about it right now. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you're a radio listener, you qualify as long as you have an internet connection. If you like this show, you appreciate Free Talk Live. Podcast Alley is one of the ways that internet people find this radio program. And we've talked to a lot of folks over the years who have said, we've asked them, how'd you find the show? Through Podcast Alley's top 10.
Yep.
So
Podcast Alley still draws people to the show and that kind of thing. It also, probably even more so, is a useful tool for convincing advertisers it's a good idea to advertise on Free Talk Live. It's not like Free Talk Live is, the Glenn Beck show or the Rush Limbaugh show. We're not the biggest boy on the block, and people have to be confident that they're parting with their advertising dollar with a good venue.
We wouldn't want to be on the number one podcast.
Sure. And so, number two, not so attractive. Sorry. So
please,
if we can show a consistency at being number one, that's valuable.
So it's a new month. So please vote at vote.freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls here. Andrew is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Greetings. I am a staff member at the University of New Hampshire. Obviously, my opinions are those of me personally. But I want to talk about Alex calling up on Saturday about cops searching his bags and being informed that they could just go into his bag without him, having to consent.
Yep, this is a young man who's just started the college experience at the very same campus that you are located, and he had called in to talk about that, and I had said at the time, I don't think I would believe them on that. I mean, the claim that they can just search the bag, unless you've explicitly agreed to allow bag searches from the campus security officers, I wouldn't feel too comfortable with just allowing that to happen. And I actually was thinking of you at the time, but I didn't want to mention your name or anything like that. So what do you know? What can you share about this?
That Alex would be misinformed most likely by either his peers or someone else.
Happens all the time.
Yes, because I would say that a majority of the arrests that the local police do, Durham, the university, are done by the cops merely either artfully asking students and other people for consent to search places and then finding things that by law they're not allowed to have, or they just flat out ask and the students give it up.
Sure. Oh, and you're right. I love how you say artfully doing these things because they're so smooth. The cops are so practiced at this. They'll utter something that sounds very authoritative.
I'm going to have to check your bag.
That's right.
I'm going to have to ask you if I can check your bag.
I'm going to have to ask to see your bag. That's all they'll have to say. And because it's a man in a uniform who is saying that to them, that they've been trained kind of by the system. They've been trained over years of growing up in the government indoctrination system that, what the man in the badge says, you need to do. And what you're saying, Andrew, is that's not necessarily the case.
That's correct, because I would say that, if the cop is going to search your bag, he's going to do so, or she is going to do so, whether you consent or not, if the cop wants to search your bag.
Yep.
Whether or not it's legal is another matter, but, the cop's going to search your bag regardless, so why would you allow the cop to search your bag?
Just say no. That's
exactly.
What I say.
Do it for everyone's constitutional rights, too.
And it's, even if you don't have anything in your bag, even if you're 100% certain there's not a six-pack of alcohol or, a bag of joints sitting in there, even if you're certain that you've got that bag cleaned out, still, you should say no. If for nothing else, then to practice standing up for yourself. I mean, that's an ideal time to say no. I can understand why somebody would be pretty intimidated if they actually were toting around some contraband. They'd be frightened about what could possibly
all the better reason not to say yes.
Well, it is all the better reason, but if either way, whether you have something or you have nothing, just say no to these people. There's no reason not to. And it's exactly as you said, Andrew. If they're going to search, they're going to search. It doesn't matter what you say to them.
Right, and going along the lines to cops showing up at dorm rooms is, I would say, a good amount of arrests that students get for, say, the the war on drugs, as some people like to call it. And, you know, a lot of students like to partake in smoking marijuana and possessing marijuana.
Sure.
And majority of, from my perception, a majority of those arrests are done by cops showing up, knocking at the door and saying, hey, do you mind if we come in and look? Or, hey, do you have marijuana? Or, hey, can you show us marijuana? And the students go, thinking that they have to let the cop in or
right.
thinking that they have to tell the cop, hey, I have marijuana. And tell the cop, yes, I do. Here it is.
Well,
I'll
plus
give it
the
to
cops,
you.
The cops can work their magic by again continuing the intimidation tactics on them. If they deal with some, if they come up to a door of somebody who's less than happy to see them and not very interested in allowing them in, they can make statements like, "Well, you know, we're just trying to help you out here. If you help us, we'll help you. You know, just let us see the dope, kid." You know, we'll make this easy on you. They can say things like that, and it kind of disarms people. Oh, you know, they're going to hurt me if I don't do this, so I better show them, because if I don't show them, they could be meaner to me, and if I show them, then they'll go easy. They'll make it easy for me.
Yep.
Well, what does that even mean? They're going to go easy on you. We're going to help you? They're going to help you into a jail cell. I mean, the cops are allowed to bend the truth. The cops are allowed to outright lie
yes,
in order to get their job done. And their job is to put you in a cell.
Right. And most students don't realize that. And granted,
sure.
the university police are in a different scenario because they're toting a dual role. They're both a law enforcement officer and a university official. So they have... they're kind of two masters. They're one to the criminal justice system by putting people through that system, as well as a staff member of the university.
Now, would Andrew, that this general advice applies not just to the campus on which you work, but around the country, unless you've specifically consented to having your bag searched at any old time that some staff member wants to search it, you should be saying no to these things, right?
Correct, yes. Because if they have no legal obligation or legal right to search a bag, then... You know, why would you give that up to them?
That's why they're asking in the first place, is because they don't have a reason to search. Great call tonight, Andrew. Thanks for the expertise, and you're just the person I wanted to hear from on that issue. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113. And take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage. And don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit talkbasements.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote, as we mentioned earlier, at vote.freetalklive.com. And one of the other things you can do, and this is something you can do regularly, voting you only need to do once a month, but you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. It's the same great Amazon prices that you're used to getting. It's just that Amazon takes a cut of their profits and sends them to us for just having you walk through our entrance, basically. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, and when I say walk, I mean digitally walking into their site, if you will. Surf through Free Talk Live's entrance at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff you need in the categories you're looking for, dozens of categories, with free super saver shipping on a whole lot of items, even used items. They sell it almost all at Amazon. amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll get a cut. All right, let's continue taking your calls about what you want. Scott's in Wisconsin, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, Wisconsin?
And Wayne?
Hello.
You're on the air.
I wanted to talk to Wayne, and you guys are listening, and I got something that got you guys to be aware of. It has to do with the shots. Wayne, you mentioned it earlier about the squalene, and that is very dangerous. What it does, it attacks your nerves in your body, which cause paralyzation. And back in the first Gulf War, our soldiers were given an anthrax shot. And you never heard it on the news, but a lot of those soldiers died from the anthrax shot. And the ones that didn't become paralyzed in their extremities and in their brain.
I
wanted you to comment on that first. Did you hear about that in the past?
Yes, I have. I had a friend who was in the Gulf War who was seriously neurologically injured, and he knew a few other people. He knew one guy who died, he told me. But at the time, they pretended not to know what it was from because they didn't want to tell the public. You know, they had to take these shots by force, but it came out later that that's what it was from.
Okay, and I got one more thing that Ian and Mark and you guys investigate. Last week, out in Massachusetts that you were mentioning earlier, they passed a bill, a new bill that's the 2028 that is
the pandemic
mandatory
response
shots,
bill.
Mandatory shot, and it's going to go to the House. So it's already passed the Senate out there, and that gets passed through their House in Massachusetts. That thing is going to spread like wildfire across this country.
We've got the details here, and you're right about that. Bureaucracies do tend to copy one another. So when one bureaucrat or bureaucracy comes up with a really bad state, police state kind of tyrannical idea. What is the howling monkey about? The
monkey see, monkey do.
I see. Okay. They're aping. Yeah. Got it. So they always tend to copy bad ideas. So I think you're right on your prediction. And so we'll keep an eye on that. And we'll give you some of the details on it coming up. Thank you for the call tonight, Scott. Let's continue, though, taking your phone calls here. We will get to the story about Massachusetts. But first, we're going to Cameron in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Hey, Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's on your mind tonight, Cameron?
I wanted to talk about this little Obama speech to the nation's school children.
Yeah, what is all this about?
Disturbing.
I caught wind of it today. I guess they're going to be doing this, what, during school hours so they can make sure that everybody's watching?
Yeah, I've only read a little bit here and there. I've actually, when I was waiting to get on air, I was actually in an argument in a FARC forum about this. But, yeah, he's going to come on air and he's going to speak to them about the importance of staying in school. Of course, staying in public school, you know, of course.
Yeah.
And supposedly, I mean, I don't know if there's confirmation of this, he's going to talk about, like, you know, he's going to push his agenda, which I'm sure he is either way. I mean, why you want to do it with school children, I don't know. And apparently they won't release the teleprompter script. Again, I don't know the entire story. I just, the idea of the president speaking to the nation's school children, I don't know.
So this is, wait, point of information. How is this going to be distributed? I mean, is it going to be, or distributed, how is it going out over the air? Is it going closed circuit to all the schools somehow? Or is it going to be, you know, publicized on ABC, CBS, and all that? Will we be able to see it?
That's what I'm honestly not sure of. I don't know. Like I said, I know, like, minimal details of it. I just heard it and had read, like, a little bit about it. I don't know how it's going to get out. I assume some of it will be, like, an internet feed. I'm sure they'll have, like, a closed circuit type deal, and who knows? I mean, the major networks are pretty much a mouthpiece for the government, so they'll probably air it, too.
I'd love to see some hecklers.
Well, yeah, if there were such a thing.
That's the thing. I don't know. Is he speaking from the White House, or is he speaking from, is he going to be speaking from a school and then broadcast it to their students? I don't know, like, all the details.
I don't either. Perhaps if you are paying a little closer attention to this story and you can clue us in, 800-259-9231. But
I've never heard of it before, though. A president
addressing school children?
Yeah, taking the opportunity to.
I hadn't either, but then some people, I guess back in, like, 91 or something, George H.W. Bush spoke to the nation's school children about, you know, about how you don't want to hang out with the stupid kids. You know, you want to be smart. It's not cool to be stupid. So.
Live from Mount Olympus.
When is this supposed to take place?
I'm actually not sure of the date. I feel bad calling up with, like, a lack of details. But,
okay. Well, thank you for that. We'll dig around. Maybe we can find a little bit more information about this. And I thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Do you know more than we do or Cameron about this? Fill us in. Maybe you are a school teacher, and maybe you've got the inside scoop on what's going to happen.
I wonder what the conservative press is going to call this one. Like, they called the thing with the beer, remember, when they invited the guys down, they called the beer bash. I wonder what they're going to call this one.
I am being informed by one of my producers here that it is going to be happening this Tuesday. So in less than a week's time, the story, some Texas parents, this is from Cron, Houston Chronicle, cron.com. Some Texas parents are asking school principals to excuse their children from listening to a speech that President Obama will make to schools next week on the grounds that it smacks of political indoctrination.
Yep.
According to the Secretary of Education, the president will challenge students to work hard, set educational goals, and take responsibility for their learning.
And vote Democrat.
Critics of the president are using the internet to build opposition and encourage parents to request their children not be forced to listen. According to one of the parents, I think it's inappropriate because it smacks a political indoctrination of the worst kind. It's not just a speech, it's a specific curriculum to go along with the speech directly from the president of the United States without review. schools are getting a menu of classroom activities for students. According to the education secretary, designed by teachers to help and engage students and stimulate discussion on the importance of education in their lives. And I had actually come across this menu, if you will, this classroom activity briefing, essentially. Not for the high schools. I think they had a separate one for high school kids, but this was for like middle school and elementary school kids. And I don't have it in front of me. I didn't bookmark it because it wasn't interesting enough to really break down on the air. But essentially, one of the points was, why is the president so important to listen to? You know, is let's talk with the kids about these things. And so basically, you know, prepping them to be very receptive to whatever it is that he ends up suggesting.
Take your shots.
Right. So this is going to be a big event. This isn't just going to be, you know, flipping on the television set and watching what Obama says. This is going to be a classroom discussion about the president and who he is, why he's so important, et cetera, et cetera. And then they're going to, you know, present the message.
I would still say that if it occurred in 1991, likely that same sort of thing went on. And this is really just sort of, you know, red team, blue team.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
However, I'd pull my kid out of school. I don't want him to see what the president has to say, because really these people, these bureaucrats revere this man as a king. So many people do. And I, you know, my child isn't going to be raised with the idea that he is the subject of a king. And
he's president of the corporation known as the United States. He's not president of the American people.
Well, many American people believe just that. So
believe that he is their president.
Sure.
Well, I mean, maybe some of them he is. But for me, no. It's not my government. He's not my president, nor was George Bush.
Well, a real leader earns the position.
Right. Real leaders are chosen by their followers on a voluntary basis. If you're not chosen, then you're a dictator. That's the difference between a leader and a dictator. So if you've got more information on this, obviously some parents are very upset. I think you're absolutely right, Mark. It's these same folks would have had no problem if George Bush would have been speaking to their kids during his presidency. They probably would not have objected at all,
exactly.
And they would have seen the reverse. But all that said, they're still within their rights to make such a statement and to get their kid the hell out of school if that's what they want to do. It's not like it's going to make a damn bit of difference, because the indoctrination goes on there 180 days a year, or however many days the school is in session. So if you think you're saving your children from some sort of political indoctrination by preventing them from listening to the president's speech, you're forgetting about the rest of the indoctrination that goes on all of the time in the government school. So if you're really concerned about that, you should get your kids out of government school and never send them back. Hour two is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.